On this Sunday in July, several people fanned themselves. The church's air conditioning system had just been stolen. The Reverend Troy Thomas tells people not to worry, saying that will be plenty warm where the robber is going, which draws a laugh from the congregation. The church service is filled with organ music, accompanied by a keyboard and a drum set. When it is time for the sermon, Reverend Thomas is loud and passionate as he talks about Paul's predicament in jail. At the conclusion of the service, the minister walks up a narrow staircase. The walk up is slow, and he needs to be careful not to misstep. At the top is a small room. It's hot, gray, has one window, and barely enough room for five people. Before the Civil War, runaway slaves sought sanctuary here.
Their size was not like our sizes today. Mm-hmm. So the comfortability could seem like how could 5 to 7 people be up here? But they didn't have much. They didn't come with luggage, like in traveling. They left plantations what they had.
At the time, Reverend Thomas says both the congregation and the preacher knew the church was a stop on the Underground Railway, and they would remain silent. Runaway slaves would hide in the room for several days before a cart arrived to take them north. Once the cart arrived, a bell was rung, and the runaways had only 5 minutes to get out. As for being tracked by slave catchers, the fugitives had a clever way of masking their scent.
This used to be also the pound area, what we call the dog pound. The city pound area was right next to the church, and so stray animals. And so that helped with slaves because they would come through that and they would lose their scent by just walking in, you know, dung and everything else.
Then it's down the staircase and over to the education wing at St. Paul's. Ever since it was established in 1840, St. Paul has never suffered major damage, so the original building remains intact. In the classroom, Reverend Thomas shares the story of one runaway slave who was nearly trapped in Lexington.
Some slaves, one couldn't get out and actually had this, one of the members took them in for about 3 weeks until the next group came. You know, they kind of did it by full moon traveling because it was easier to see because, you know, it's very dark and you couldn't really travel with lanterns. And so everything was done, you know, undercover.
The church has repeatedly played a part in African-American history. George Lewis Clark, the person who inspired the character of Uncle Tom from Uncle Tom's Cabin, had his funeral there. Plans were laid there for a teacher's college that would train African Americans. Eventually, it was built in Frankfort and is today known as Kentucky State University.
It's important because you have to continue to tell the story. A lot of times, even as we have young people come and even older people that come into the community and find out about it, they want to, you know, to retain the history. And it's important because it's our history. It's the history of America, not just African-American history. It's the history of America.
On the highest stained glass window in the church, there's a small ruby implanted in the center circle. And that, in a sense, represents what St. Paul's Episcopal Church is, a small but unique and important gem in history. For WEKU News, I'm Riley Gutman.